course. Babe. Okay, inshallah ta'ala. With regards to Ha'iyya, what did we study on Tuesday with regards to Al-Ha'iyya? First of all, who's the poet or the one who wrote the poem Al-Ha'iyya? What's his name? Now, Abu Bakr Abdullah ibn Abi Dawood Sijistani. His kunya is Abu Bakr and his name is Abdullah. And his father was who? Naam, Abu Dawood, who is the author of which book? Sunan compilation of Hadith, dealing specifically with what? Hadith. What type of Hadith? Dealing specifically with a Hadith, dealing with Ahkam. Huh? Dealing with fiqh, salah, and all those type of subjects. Dealing specifically with those. Naam, Ahkam al-Hadith. Whereas Bukhari Muslim is more general. Bukhari Muslim is more general. That's why it's called the Jami', which is comprehensive. As for Abu Dawood, is more specific for Ahkam. Why is it called Ha'iyya? It's called Ha'iyya because every line of the poet ends with Ha. Like, for example, Ibn Qayyim has what? Nuniyya, which ends with Nun. Okay. Is this the origin of how the ulama wrote texts? No. It's not the origin. The origin is that it's in the text form. Rather, this has been done in order to make it easy for one to memorize. Okay, we mentioned from the statement of the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala, where he said, "Tamassak bihablillah wa tabi'il huda." Tamassak bihablillah wa tabi'il huda. Hold tight or firm to the rope of Allah, and follow the guidance. Hold tight or stick to the rope of Allah and follow the guidance. What do we mean by the rope of Allah? Or what did the Shaykh mean by the rope of Allah? Firstly, where did the Shaykh get this from? Ahsanta Shaykhana. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. So like is the manhaj and the methodology of the ulama of the Salaf, that they always stick to the Quran and Sunnah. Their books that they write, their poems that they write is linked to the Quran and Sunnah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hold firm to the rope of Allah, all of you, together, and don't divide. So what was the explanation of some of our Salaf with regards to the rope of Allah?
Ibn Mas'ud said that the rope of Allah is Jannah, and Abu Bakr al-Bira'ah said that the Habibullah is the Sunnah of Allah.
Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the rope of Allah is the Jama'ah. Is the Jama'ah, the group. And this group is who? The one that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the Hadith. ستفترق هذه أمة إلى 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. That this Ummah was split into 73 sects, all of them in hellfire except for one. And in the narration, when the Prophet ﷺ su'il, he was asked, they said, من هم يا رسول الله? Who are they, these saved ones, يا رسول الله? And the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Jama'ah. Al-Jama'ah. And in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ says, من كان على ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. Whoever is upon what I'm upon today and my companions. So like we, the people of the Sunnah, we use Hadith to explain Hadith. The first Hadith talks about the Jama'ah. The second Hadith gives us the description of who the Jama'ah is. And the Jama'ah is that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon that day and his companions. So when we said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hold wa'tasimu bihablillah, hold firm to the rope of Allah, this is holding firm to that which the Prophet ﷺ was on that day and his companion, as explained by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Other explanations of the rope of Allah was what? Mujahid said it was a contract between Allah, or the covenant between Allah and his slaves, i.e. and ta'buduhu wa la tushriku bihi shay'a. Wa'budu Allah wa la tushriku bihi shay'a. Worship Allah alone and don't associate partners with him. This is the agreement that the slave has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the worshipper has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ibad has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abu al-Aliya, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that the rope of Allah is what? Al-Ikhlas, sincerity. Abu al-Aliya. And then we went on to mention that the reason why this imam, this illustrious imam, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned that holding firm to the rope of Allah is because that is the origin. The rope of Allah is the origin. And if everyone sticks to the Quran and the Sunnah and sticks to the way of the Salaf and sticks to the understanding of Abu Bakr, and sticks to the understanding of Umar, and sticks to the understanding of Uthman, and sticks to the understanding of Ali, radiallahu anhum jami'an, then there will be no divisions amongst them. They'll stick to the sunnah and stick to the rope of Allah. But people have divided. But people have divided, as is mentioned in the hadith that we mentioned before, where the Prophet ﷺ said that this ummah was split into 73 sects. And the reasons why they're divided is because they've gone away from the rope of Allah. They've let go of the rope of Allah. They've let go of the sunnah of Mustafa ﷺ. They've let go of the way of the Sahaba. And then we mentioned some benefit from Imam al-Shatibi rahimahullah ta'ala in regards to the reasons why we have divisions in the ummah. The first reason was Qadr, Ahsant. It's from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there will be division. It's from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there will be division. And also, we have a second reason, which in itself has many reasons, which is what? Before that is the reason which is related to the creation. It's the reason which is related to the creation. And that is the first one, that people take their knowledge from other than the people of knowledge. And those people that they take their knowledge from think that they're from the people of knowledge, but they don't not connected to the Quran and the Sunnah, so they speak with their opinions, and then they lead people, they become astray, and they lead other people astray, and therein groups are formed. Like Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَأَهْلُ رَأْيِ. Be aware of the people of opinions. The hadith, the narrations of the Prophet ﷺ has become too tiring for them to memorize. Hey, they're not sticking to the nas. They're not sticking to the text. فَقَالُوا بِرَأْيِ. So then they speak with their opinions. فَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. And they become astray and lead others astray. So what happens is that individuals go to other than the people of ilm. And then these people who think that they're problem people of ilm, when they're not, they lead other people astray. They lead other people astray. And this is also related to a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where the Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna Allah la yaqbidu al-ilm intiza'an min al-nas." That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he said that verily Allah does not take knowledge away from the people, yani literally away from the people. وَلَكِنْ يَقْبِدُ الْعِلْمُ بِقَبْدِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. But rather, knowledge is taken away by the death of the scholars. حَتَّى إِذَا لَمْ يَبْقَ عَالِمًا اتَّخَذَ النَّاسُ رُؤَسَاءُ جُهَالًا. Until there isn't a scholar from amongst them, and then the people will take the ignorant ones as points of references. They'll take the ignorant ones as the people that they go back to. فَسُئِلُوا فَأَفْتَوْا بِغَيْرِ الْعِلْمِ. And these individuals who they'll take, who are not scholars, they'll be asked, and then they'll give their rulings, not based on the Quran or Sunnah, because the ahadith is too difficult for them to memorize. It's too tiring. So they speak with their own opinions. They don't speak with ilm. They speak with their own opinions and they don't speak with ilm. So they become astray and they lead others astray. And this is something which our Salaf were very worried and cautious about, which is why we find the author, a narration from Malik ibn Anas, rahimahullah ta'ala, where he came to Rabi'a, who was one of his shuyukh. Rabi'a, he saw him and he was crying. Buka'an shadida. He was severely crying. And then he said to him, Amusibatun nuzilat bik. He said, is there a calamity that has befallen you? Faqala la. Walakin istuftiya man la ilma indahu. Rabi'a was asked by Malik ibn Anas, Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala. Rabi'a was from his shuyukh, his scholars, his teachers. Imam Malik saw this alim crying severely. And he said to him, why are you crying? Has there been a calamity that's befallen you? And he said, no. But rather, an individual has been sought fatwa. An individual has been sought a ruling. And he hasn't got any knowledge. And we have a narration or an author, which is Hassan, which is narrated in Ibn Hibban, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his books, where Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعِلْمِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُقْبَدْ. عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعِلْمِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُقْبَدْ. Upon you is knowledge. Seek knowledge before it goes away. وَقَبْضَهُ بِذَهَابِ أَهْلِ. And knowledge going away is by the death of the people who possess this knowledge. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعِلْمِ. So upon you is knowledge. A, take knowledge from the people of knowledge. before they go away. سَتَجِدُونَ أَقْوَامًا يَدَّعُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يَتَّبِعُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعِلْمِ. He said, then you soon see a people who claim to follow the book of Allah. Hey, these people who people take as people of knowledge, but they're not people of knowledge. But rather, they keep the books at their backs. Hey, they're not benefiting from the books. يَحْمِلُوا أَسْفَارَ, like the Jews. They carry the books on the back like a donkey carrying a book on his back, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. So they keep the books on the back. Hey, they're not paying attention to the nusus. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعِلْمِ, so upon you is knowledge. وَأَيَّكُمْ وَتَعَمُّقْ, and stay away from philosophy, opinions. Stay away from philosophy. Stick to the nas. وَأَيَّكُمْ وَتَبَدُّعْ, and be aware of innovations. Stay away from innovations. وَأَيَّكُمْ وَتَنَطُّعْ, and stay away from false opinions and philosophy that leads you astray. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعَتِيقْ, and stick to al-atiq, ay, stick to that which is old, ay, stick to the way of our salaf. And then we have, which brings us now to the second reason why there's division. So the first is that people are taking knowledge from other than the people who have knowledge. So therefore, the people that they take it from, they speak with their opinions. They don't speak with the Quran, and they don't speak with the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they not take the understanding of the companions, and they not take the understanding of the Tabi'een, and they don't take the understanding of Atba Tabi'een, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the hadith of Anas, خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم, that the best of generations is my generation, at the time of the companions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then those after them, and then those after them, the Tabi'een, those students of the companions, and the Atba Tabi'een, the students of the companions, who are considered our Salaf, that these people that take knowledge from other than that, and they do not stick to that, so therefore they lead people astray, and then groups are formed. So the division of the Ummah, the division of the Muslim, are from those individuals who go away from this Jama'ah. The second reason that Shatibi rahimahullah ta'ala mentions is following desires. The second reason of the division of this ummah is that people follow their desires. So they follow their desires and not following the Quran and the Sunnah. So therefore they lead astray and they become astray and they form their own groups and ideologies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran as Tawus, rahimahullah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, like Tawus, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, Allah never mentions desires except in a negative way. Allah never mentions desires except in a negative way. And then he, Tawus, recited the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ أَضَلَّ مِمَّنْ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِنَ اللَّهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, who is more astray? وَمَنْ أَضَلْ, who is more astray? مِمَّنْ اِتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ, who is more astray than the one who followed his own desires? بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِّنَ اللَّهِ, from other than the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he follows his desires instead of following the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has legislated the revelation. He follows his desires. And Abdullah ibn Mahdi, rahimahullah ta'ala, and Abdurrahman ibn Mahdi, rahimahullah ta'ala. That's Abdurrahman ibn Mahdi, rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, "An al-rajul sa'ala Ibrahim al-Nakhai." He said that a man asked Ibrahim al-Nakhai. Now Ibrahim al-Nakhai was from the madaris of the schools of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radhiyallahu anhu from Kufa. Ibrahim al-Nakhai from the Tabi'in was from Kufa, and a man asked him, "An al-ahwa." A man asked him about desires. Ayyuha khair. A man asked him about desires, which of desires are good? And then Ibrahim al-Nakhai, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, ما جعل الله في شيء منها مثقال ذرة من خير. And Ibrahim al-Nakhai, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, that Allah hasn't made a mustard seed worth of good in desires. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't made a mustard seed worth of good in desires. zinatan min ash-shaytan. And he said that it's not except a beautification from shaitan. He said that desires are nothing but a beautification from shaitan. وَمَا الْأَمْرُ إِلَّا أَمْرُ الْأَوَّلِ. And said the affair that should be returned to is the first affair, i.e. the way of the Salaf al-Salih, which is sticking to the Quran and Sunnah according to the understanding of the Salaf. So an individual who is upon his desires, he is astray. The person who follows his desires, he is astray. Which is why the people of innovations, Ahlul Bid'ah, are also called Ahl Ahwa, the people of desires. As Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says, Al-Hawa kulluhu dalala. Al-Hawa kulluhu dalala. As Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, desires, all of it is deviance. Desires, all of it is deviance. تمسك بحبل الله واتبع الهدى. Hold firm to the rope of Allah and follow the guidance. The third reason why people have left that rope of Allah and follow other than the guidance of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and formed into deviant groups is following their forefathers and following opinions of men. Is following their forefathers and following the opinions of men. And this is like the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the people from before us were told to worship Allah alone, u'budu Allah, worship Him alone, and stay away from false deities, and stay away from false gods, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon that which is sent by the messengers, they replied, bal wajadna aba'ana kadhalika yaf'alun. They replied, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Shu'ara, rather we have seen our fathers upon this. We saw them doing it, i.e. they follow their fathers. And today we find that is a problem amongst the Muslims in that they're following personalities. Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, يُؤْرَفَ الرِّجَالُ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يُؤْرَفَ الْحَقِّ بِالْرِجَالِ. Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that people are known by the truth. I.e. we know the truth and we know who is following the truth. We don't know the truth by people. We don't know the truth by people. We know the truth from the Quran and Sunnah, and we judge people based upon that. We do not judge the truth based upon individuals. But the people of desires have judged the truth based upon the individuals and the personalities that they follow, and from that they're astray. And from that they go astray, and from that they form groups and parties with that individual that they're following for other than the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they become enemies in the day of judgment, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ala khila'u yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din aduun illa al-muttaqeen. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said that close friends that day, i.e. the day of judgment, will be enemies illa al-muttaqeen, except for those who have taqwa, except for those who follow people for the correct reason, except for those who follow and have companions for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because of personalities and not because of names and fame. So Sheikh Saleh Fawzan rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, he said that a tafarruq, that division, is a result from everyone or everything or everyone that follows other than the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran and the Sunnah, and he bases his religion upon other than the Quran and the Sunnah. Tamassak bihablillah. Hold firm to the rope of Allah, i.e. don't divide, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fattaqun. And this ummah, this nation, is one nation, and your Lord is one. Your Lord is one. And Allah is your Lord, fattaqun, and obey and have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ummah, is one nation. Ayy, don't divide, and Allah is your Lord. Ayy, that's the reason why we're together. That's the reason why we stick together to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in following His wahi and His revelation, which is following the Quran and following the Sunnah. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. And do not be like those who divided and split into groups after the clarity and the clarification was given to them, i.e. after the revelation was given to them, the Quran, the revelation, and the messengers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah. Then the Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Sijistani, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, وَاتَّبِي الْهُدَى. and follow al-huda. This is point number two, the statement of the Shaykh where he says, "Wattabi al-huda," and follow huda. Shaykh Saleh Fawzan, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his explanation of this, he says, al-huda, guidance, follow the guidance, follow the guidance. Guidance is, huwa alladhi ba'atha bu'itha bihi Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huwa alladhi bu'itha bihi Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that al-huda, guidance, is that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent with. The guidance is that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent with. Huwa alladhi arsala rasulahu bil-huda wa dini al-haq liyudhiruhu ala dini kullihi walau kari al-mushrikun. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Tawbah, he is the one who sent his messenger with the huda, with the guidance and the deen, the correct deen, to make apparent upon all other religions, even if the mushrikun dislike it, even if the mushrikun dislike it. And then the Sheikh, Hafizullah, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, in explaining the statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he is the one who sent the messenger with huda, number one, wadeen al-haq, the correct religion, number two. He says, huda is beneficial knowledge. Guidance is beneficial knowledge. He says, al-huda is beneficial knowledge. Wadeen al-haq, and the correct religion, is acting upon that knowledge. So it's correct knowledge and acting upon that knowledge. And then he went on to explain and connected this to the Surah Fatiha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, guide us to the straight path, the path of those who you have favored, number one, and take and not the path of those who have received your anger, number two, and not the path of those who are astray. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says the path of those who Allah has favored are those, that path in which the individual combines beneficial knowledge and acting upon that knowledge. Beneficial knowledge and acting upon that knowledge is the path of those who Allah has showered his favors upon. The second, those who Allah is angry with, are those people who have knowledge but not acting upon the knowledge. And those who are astray are those who do not have knowledge and they're acting without knowledge heedlessly. And this is like the behavior of the Sufis. And then the Sheikh went on to say that success is by joining these two, i.e. knowledge and acting upon knowledge. And then Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali, rahimahullah, hafizahullah ta'ala, he classified knowledge into three different categories. Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali, hafizahullah ta'ala, he classified knowledge into three different categories. The first category is ilmu mamduh wa muthabu sahibu, and that is the praiseworthy knowledge in which the person who has this knowledge will be rewarded. The praiseworthy knowledge in which the person who possesses this knowledge will be rewarded. And this person who possesses this knowledge, acts upon the knowledge. So he has the knowledge and he acts upon it. And this is the knowledge of the deen. And then he mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء, that verily those who fear Allah, those يَخْشَوْنَ Allah, those who have awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reality from his slaves are the ulama, the people of knowledge. Why? Because they have knowledge. They're alimeen, amilin. They're people who have knowledge and the people who act upon their knowledge. هَلْ يَسْتَوِي لَذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ لَذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, is the one who knows like the one who doesn't know? Is the one who knows, i.e. the one who knows and has ilm and acts upon his knowledge, like the one who doesn't know? The second category of knowledge he mentions is knowledge which is beneficial in itself, and in its essence. Knowledge which is beneficial in itself, but it's not beneficial for the individual because he doesn't act upon it. May Allah protect us from this. There's knowledge that is beneficial, knowledge which is attributed to the deen, knowledge which is attributed to the shar, to the legislation, but this individual is not good for him. Why? Because he's not acting upon this knowledge. He's not acting upon his knowledge. And this is taken from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ also, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger ﷺ said in the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahumma a'udhu bika min al-qalbi la yakhsha. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from a heart that doesn't fear, from a heart that doesn't have awe, from a heart that doesn't have humility. Wa min du'a ala yusma. And O Allah, I seek refuge in you from a supplication that is not accepted. Wa min nafsin la tashba. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from a soul that is not content. Wa min al-ilm la yanfa. And then the Prophet ﷺ said that he seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from knowledge that isn't beneficial. The knowledge that we mentioned here, where in itself the knowledge is from the deen, but it's not beneficial from the individual. Why? Because he doesn't act upon it. The third category of knowledge is that which is blameworthy in itself, it's bad in itself, and it's bad upon the person who follows it. And this is the knowledge of philosophy, the knowledge of magic, and the knowledge of the soothsayers and the fortune tellers and so forth. And the knowledge of the kuffar and those who rejected the revelation and rejected the guidance of their prophets, and the people of innovation who prefer their opinions and prefer that is with them to the revelation. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمُ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَرِحُوا بِمَا عِنْدَهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ghafir, and when the messengers came to them with clarification, revelation, they were proud, happy, haughty with what they have with knowledge. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them messengers with clarifications and revelations and guidance, they were haughty, arrogant, preferred and were happy with that which they had in knowledge. And Mujahid rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that this knowledge that is mentioned in this verse, they claim that it's knowledge, but in reality it's ignorance. Because al-ilm qala Allah wa qala Rasul wa qala as-sahabi bila tamwi. As Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said in his Nuniyah, that knowledge is what Allah says, what the messenger said, and what the companion says, radhiyallahu anhum. So Mujahid rahimahullah ta'ala said that this verse where Allah says that they were happy with their own knowledge, with their knowledge, i.e. this isn't knowledge in itself, this is ignorance. And then Abdurrahman al-Sa'idi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, هَذَا عَامٌ لِجَمِيعِ الْعُلُومِ أَلَّتِي نُوقِدَ بِمَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرُّسُلِ. He said this unbeneficial knowledge, this knowledge which is not from the deen, this knowledge is not from the sunnah, this knowledge that is not from the revelation, this it complies or applies to every single type of knowledge that is in opposition and contradicts the knowledge of this deen that the messengers came with, alayhim salatu wasalam. And this takes us back again to the statement of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, iyyakum wa ahl ra'i. Be aware and be cautious of the people of opinion. Ayatum al-Ahadith. The hadith had been too tiring for them to memorize. فَأَخَذُوا بِرَأْيِ. So they took their opinions for ضَلُّ وَضَلُّ. So they were astray and they lead others astray. تَمَسَّكْ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ وَاتَّبِعِ الْهُدَى. Hold firm to the rope of Allah and follow the guidance. And the guidance is that which is upon that which Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent. And Shaykh Saleh Al-Fawzan rahimahullah ta'ala, he explained Al-Hidayah, guidance, and split guidance into two different categories. He explained guidance and split guidance is in two different categories. The first of those is Al-Hidayah till Dalala wal-Irshad wa Bayan al-Haq. The first type of guidance is the guidance of advice, given direction and given clarification. And this is the job of the Anbiya, and this is the job of the Prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, and those who follow their da'wah. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةِ رَسُولًا أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. Have sent to every nation a messenger telling them, giving them guidance, giving them direction to worship Allah alone and stay away from false deities. And this type of guidance is for the Anbiya, the people of knowledge, and the people upon the haqq. And this comes from the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh, verily you guide to the straight path. And this is in Surah Ash-Shura, in verse number 851. Surah Ash-Shura, verse 851, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and verily you guide to the straight path. And this is a specific, this is a general type of guidance. The second type of guidance is Hidayat al-Tawfiq. The second type of guidance is hidayah to tawfiq, and this is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow to be guided, who Allah give them the prosperity to be guided, who Allah gives them the blessings to be guided. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, innaka la tahdi man ahbabt walakin Allah yahdi man yasha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily you do not guide who you wish, but Allah guides who he wants. So this type of guidance here is a guidance of what? Tawfiq or irshad, akhi? Tawfiq. Ayid, Allah is the one who decides the final guidance for the individual. Innama yataqabbalullahu min al-muttaqeen. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from the people who are pious, and the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, this is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh said, وَاتَّبِ الْهُدَى وَلَا تَكُ بِدْعِيًا لَعَلَكَ تُفْلِحُ. تَمَسَّكْ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ وَاتَّبِ الْهُدَى وَلَا تَكُ بِدْعِيًا لَعَلَكَ تُفْلِحُ. The second part of this line where he says, وَلَا تَكُ بِدْعِيًا, hold firm to the rope of Allah and follow the guidance, and do not be bid'i, and do not be somebody of innovation in order for you to be successful, and do not be of somebody of innovation, bid'i, in order for you to be successful. You want to continue in the definition of bid'ah? Huh? Are you sure? Okay, I have some questions. What are the three different types of reasons for deviance and people going into different groups? Taking their own opinions. Okay. Following their desires. So the first is people taking other than the scholars as people to go back to. And these people that they go back to, they don't have knowledge, which is what? What's knowledge, Ikhwan? Quran, Sunnah, according to the understanding of the companions and their students. They then form their own opinion, and then they become astray, and they lead others astray. The second reason why there's division in this ummah is what? Following the desires. Following desires. So which part of desires is good, Ikhwan? None. Who said that? Taus. Taus said what? No, no. Taus is an innovation in sound. He said that there's no... that Allah doesn't mention in the Quran.
Allah never praised the
desires in the Quran. Allah always mentioned desires in the Quran negatively. Naam. Okay. And what else do you mention from the narrations of our Salaf? What did he say? That somebody asked who? Ibrahim? An-Nakhai. What did they ask him?
They asked him which of desires is good.
Which of desires is good? And he said what? Not a mustard seed worth of desires is good. Allah has not made a mustard seed worth of desires good. And the third reason for division is what, akhi? Following your forefathers and people without knowledge. Following personalities. Following personalities and not following the Quran and the Sunnah. The Qadr. I said basically there's two. Generally there's two. Imam Shatib, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions two. He says first goes back to the Qadr. In that it's from the Sunnah of Allah that there will be division. Allah has prescribed that there will be division no matter what. Okay? And this is a test for us. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يُمِيزُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَا طَيِّبْ. That Allah will not leave the believers upon what they are upon until He can distinguish between those who are good and those who are bad. It's from the Sunnah of Allah that this is a test for us, and He's given us the guidance for us to follow. That's one reason. The second reason is what? That which comes back to the creation. For example, taking other than the people of knowledge as references, following what? Desires and forefathers. And whoever does these three things as and other than that, as Sheikh Saleh Fawzan mentions, the result of it is no doubt division, because the Quran and Sunnah is here to keep us together. It's the rope of Allah, and whoever goes away from that rope of Allah will be a reason for division and form groups. وَلَا تَكُوا بِدْعِيًا لَعَلَكَ تُفْلِحُ. I think we leave that to Tuesday, inshallah. Unless you want to continue? Huh? It's too much. Khalas. Inshallah. Tuesday, inshallah, we'll go mention the next statement of the Sheikh. وَلَتَكُوا بِدَعِيًا لَعَلَكَ تُفْلِحُ. Bukhari. Inshallah, yeah. I think it's Bukhari Muslim. I can't remember specifically. Yeah, inshallah. It's authentic, sahih. I'll get back to you on that, inshallah. Next time you see me, inshallah. Any questions? Okay, I've probably got maybe about 3 weeks left, inshallah ta'ala. And I don't know if you'd like to increase maybe a day or so.
Yeah,
and I'll shorten the explanation, inshallah. Okay, a day or so, inshallah. So maybe next week or something, or the week after, inshallah, we'll do maybe the whole week or something. Every day, inshallah. And then we can finish it, inshallah. Bismillah. وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك.